The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, it's Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. And of course, you know, we had G. Edward Griffin on the show yesterday. Wow, how enlightening that was. Talking about the fact that there are no groups per se. It's all about individuals that are within these groups that are making these weird things happen in our world today. One of the guys that you've probably seen on Tucker and various other shows that is joining us right now, and you can see him if you're watching us on Rumble and Brighteon on the replays. Alex Newman, we got you back. We really appreciate it. This guy is right on the money. And he's also, I guess you're part of the Red Pill Expo that's coming up at Salt Lake, right?
Yes, sir. I've been a speaker at every single one. I'm the content coordinator, and I'm also on Ed Griffin's board of directors for Freedom Force International. It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Love it. I appreciate that. See, this is the guy that's plugged in. And see, they all share in this content. They all share in this information that G. Edward Griffin was talking about yesterday on the show. And I even brought up the thing because he was growing up during the McCarthy era as to whether or not half the stuff that was going on there was true, whether or not these people really were communist sympathizers. I mean, it's just amazing and enlightening. And I can imagine the amount of knowledge that you guys are going to be sharing with people at the Red Pill.
Yeah, it's going to be extraordinary. It always is, actually. We do. I think if I can toot our own horn a little bit, I think we do a very good job of bringing in some of the best of the best when it comes to speakers, not just all focused on one subject. But, you know, across the whole spectrum, all the issues that are important. So we'll have Richard Mack speaking on the importance of the county sheriff in protecting and restoring our liberties. We'll have Dr. Carrie Madej talking about the dangers of what's going on in the healthcare system. Also, Del Bigtree. We'll have Dr. David Martin talking about some of these issues. We're going to have just an incredible array of people breaking down all the key issues of the day. And that's what really makes the Red Pill Expo different than so many of these other conferences. We're not just all narrowly focused on the same thing. We in fact, many of us disagree with each other on key issues, but it's a broad range of perspectives on a broad range of issues, and just a fantastic time to connect with other people, other patriots who love liberty, who want freedom for themselves and their children and their grandchildren.
Well, and see, I've had Carrie on my other show in Florida, and she basically came right out and said, this is a method, this COVID thing is all about depopulation.
Yep, and transhumanism.
And a lot of people, you know, they can't. There's this thing called cognitive dissonance bouncing around in their head, and they're in denial. I was just on the phone with a friend of mine here in Texas, and one of his friends, they got into it. He was trying to decide whether to take the jab or not. His wife talked him into it. The guy just died. Remdesivir, hospital protocol, death camp. I'm like, you know, you can't even come out with the I told you so speech. Why does it always have to be after the fact? And these people are still in denial that this is going on. And the ones who are awake, us, the people on this show, like yourself and myself, you know, not even so much as a swab. I've never done it because I don't trust any of this. I don't even want to go for my wellness visits anymore because I'm sorry, Alex, I don't trust modern medicine.
No, me neither. In fact, I think the medicine of 200 years ago where they were doing quackery like bleeding people was probably better for you than the quackery they're doing today. But, Dave, what's really interesting is you can tell they're getting really nervous. I'm sure you saw that piece in The Atlantic. Oh, we just need a mass amnesty here. You know, we're sorry. We might have done some things and said some things that, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done. But I say absolutely not. We need a full court press. These people need to be prosecuted and go to jail.
Nuremberg. We need another Nuremberg trial is what we need to do. I tell you what do you think about that lawsuit that they've got going on right now? We had Aaron Cariotti on the show last week, and he was talking about the fact that he's one of the litigants, and they actually got the court to allow Fauci and Jen Psaki and others to be deposed. I'm thinking, man, they're going to, you know, what's Fauci going to do? Take the Fifth?
Yeah, and you know, we still have a whole bunch of documented instances where he lied under oath to Congress. So Senator Rand Paul, you know, a lot of these people, and one of the statutes I've been drawing attention to, I think this is going to be essential if we ever regain a sensible people in the federal government. There's a really critical statute here that I think, it, unfortunately, it hasn't been enforced much, but it's very clearly written. It's in Chapter 18, 18 U.S. Code, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. And what it says is anybody who uses the color of law to deprive somebody of their constitutionally protected rights, and you know, if your right not to participate in the most horrific medical experiment known to man is not one of your constitutionally protected rights, I don't know what is. Okay, the right to decide what's going to be injected into your bloodstream, and the penalties here are pretty intense. Actually, you get down a little bit further in the section, they say if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, then the individual convicted can be fined, imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or even be sentenced to death. Now, we know from the VAERS data, there are tens of thousands of people who reportedly died right after the administration of these injections. We know that according to the Harvard study, the Harvard Pilgrim Health Group study, less than 1% of all the deaths and adverse reactions are being reported. We've got hundreds of thousands of dead people here. These people could all be prosecuted and sentenced to death. So I'm not surprised that they're freaking out a little bit right now. I would be, too. But amnesty needs to be completely off the table right now. You know, if you'll talk, if you'll snitch on the higher ups, you know, Dr. Fauci, you want to tell us who you were really working for? Maybe we'll let you off a little easier. But we absolutely need criminal trials here.
Yeah, we do. And the thing is I think, no, when you have Fauci and then you got Birx with this tell-all book, Deborah Birx, telling us that, oh, yeah, all this stuff, the six-foot rule, this all this wearing a mask, wearing two masks, all this stuff was made up. And it was just like it was made. And see, when I saw people wearing masks, Alice, it was like, okay, you are under their control. You subscribe to their control. You just unzipped your fly by putting that mask on your face, and you've just let everybody know you have been manipulated. You believe every single thing your government tells you, and in this day and age, that could cost you your life. And yep. People just, they're not getting it.
Yeah, but you know what was so encouraging to me, Dave? I was at the airport when that Florida judge struck down the mask mandate as unconstitutional. And I'll tell you, I looked around me, not one in 100 people were still wearing those ridiculous face diapers after that thing came down. So that tells you how many people still trust the fake media and the government, right? Almost nobody was still compliant. And the, you know, the handful of people that still had it on, they looked kind of sheepish, like, oh, should I really be doing this? So totally pathetic. But it's encouraging to me that people are waking up. We need a whole lot more of that, obviously, but very good things are happening.
Well, and the thing is, folks, you got to understand, Alex Newman is a journalist and consultant. He's a man after my own heart because I majored in poli-sci and journalism in college as well. Not so much the economics, but the thing is I did take economics in college, and I'm looking at this inflation stuff. And Alex, of course, writes for The New American. So you're getting the data here from somebody that has been out in the field, that's been doing the research, that knows what's going on, has his own consulting firm. He's working on market research and marketing and strategy, and he's the co-author of a book exposing some of the problems with today's public education system. Tell me about the book.
Well, thank you, Dave. And I really regard this as probably the most significant issue that we're facing, even though there's all these other existential crises. If we don't deal with the miseducation, the indoctrination, the sexualization of our children in these government brainwash camps posing as schools, all the other fights are in vain. You know, I don't care how good we do in this election. I don't care what happens to the COVID criminals. If they indoctrinate successfully another generation of young Americans, it's all over. So what we do in the book, we show, first of all, the history of how this abomination masquerading as a school system came to be. A lot of people don't realize that government schooling was not the norm, even prior to World War I, right? I mean, we're talking a century that this horrific system has been in place. 200 years ago, people never would have imagined in a million years that we'd let the government educate our children. And I think one of the most significant things that we expose in the book is how they turned multiple generations of Americans now into dumbed-down, functional, illiterate revolutionaries ready to burn down their own country, having no idea of what they're frittering away.
Well, and see, the thing is that you've got the institutions of higher learning as well. And I mean, look at, all you have to do is look at today's headlines. Last night, Don Baldick is up there debating Maggie Hassan, and somebody before the debate tried to punch his lights out and got arrested as a result of it. And we've got another young kid who's obviously college age in the state of Illinois, threatening to kill GOP gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey and his family, and he's in jail. You know, I mean, these people, somebody had to put this idea in their head, and I know it wasn't the GOP. It was probably the Great Divider and all of these 24 media outlets that the Tavistock Institute and the Committee of 300 and everybody else that's playing these games. I mean, this is a thing that G. Edward, you know, definitely pointed out. It's the individuals inside the groups that called and manipulated these 24 media outlets to plug in and ascribe to all of this stuff. And everything that everybody's listening to in the mainstream is all dictated to them, and they toe in lockstep.
Yeah, they all read the same script. I mean, even down to your local fake news broadcaster. Doesn't matter.
And the exact
CBS,
same phraseology,
NBC.
Too.
And even the same, like, tone of voice, right? This is a threat to our democracy. Oh, okay, well, you should have taken first grade civics.
I know. I mean, when did we forget we had a constitutional republic? That's what I want to know, because, I mean, what did Biden use 37 times in a 20-minute address, you know, cussing the GOP and telling everybody that, you know, if you vote for the GOP, everything's going downhill? I think the average person, and this is, you know, and I'm constantly getting bombarded with people trying to solicit donations saying that, oh, we're losing. And I'm like, no, you're not. And I'm not donating to you. You know why? People already have their minds made up who they're going to vote for. And if they don't like the current establishment system, the way things are, they're going to go the opposite direction, no matter what they're told on mainstream media. They got their minds made up already.
Yeah, no question. The real challenge now is going to be to try to keep the vote fraud under control. You know, I think the Republican wave is going to be so massive that it's going to be hard to cheat their way out of this one. I think they're counting on the fact that they've got Mitch McConnell and his Chi-Com friendly wife under control. They're counting on the fact that Kevin McCarthy will roll over and play dead and stick a knife in the backs of conservatives. But at the state level, we're going to see some major changes. And actually, my topic at the Red Pill Expo is going to be the myriad crises that these global predators are preparing for us right now. The food crisis, the currency crisis, the energy crisis. I think they're hoping to disorient us and confuse us and really destroy our lives to such an extent that we'll stop worrying about how to get these criminals out of elected office and start worrying about how am I going to feed my children, how am I going to keep my home warm during the winter. So we need to be prepared for whatever these criminals throw at us, and I think having a good understanding of what they're doing, who they are, that's the first step.
How much of this, Alex, do you think is the rope-a-dope? You know, the Sugar Ray thing where you're watching this thing while he's punching you with the other one. I mean, that's what I always use, the rope-a-dope, because that's what they call it. It's like you're watching this over here, and what's going on over here is a totally different thing. So, you know, I'm just wondering how much of it's real, how much of it's manufactured.
A huge segment of what we're seeing now is gaslighting. And the thing is, they know that we don't believe them, and they know that we know that they know that we don't believe them. So it's really more for demoralizing people, right? I mean, anybody can see Biden screaming, oh, it's a threat to our democracy. Don't celebrate because we have to count the vote. I mean, we all know what's going on here.
Yeah.
But they have to keep up the appearances, just like with the Soviet Union's propaganda, right? Everybody knew the Soviet propaganda press was lying to them, and the Soviet propagandists knew that the people were aware of the lies, but they continued doing it. It's partly, I think, for demoralization, and I think that's a big part of what we're seeing right now. But, you know, I can't tell you how encouraged I am, Dave, with the number of people who are waking up. And I tell them, just talk to your mechanic, talk to your plumber, talk to your taxi driver, just talk to the regular people in your life. When you go out to dinner, talk to the waitress. What you will find is that everyday regular Americans see through the lie. They may not understand all the intricate details, but they know we're being lied to. They know we're being ruled over by criminals, and they're sick of it.
Yeah, they do. And I'm convinced of it, too, especially when you're dealing with mom and pop self-employeds who see what corporate America has done with this wokeism. They get it. And everybody I talk to, food, guns, ammo. And now this is nothing that we have vested in us because of something that Trump did or the GOP is doing. It's something that we're looking out for ourselves and saying, hey, we got a real problem here. So this is one of the reasons why we're having this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't have the propensity to be, I mean, we can not be nicey nice when it comes to what's going to happen, especially with Biden forewarning us that, oh, well, it may take several days to count the votes. I'm going, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. I'm sorry, Joe, but you're a little screwed up in the brain. I think the dementia's getting the best of you, sir. Nobody trusts what you're saying. And if you can't recognize we have a constitutional republic, I feel sorry for you because, you know, this is it. We don't say, and to the democracy for which it stands. Where's that in the script? It's not there. Dan Happel, thanks for joining us here on the program with Connecting the Dots radio show. How are you, sir?
Well, real good. It's good to see you, Dave. I'm looking forward to hearing Alex at the Red Tail Expo coming up. He is absolutely, I think, one of the most brilliant young people that we've got in this country. I refer to him as the next George Washington, and I think that's true.
Well, and we appreciate you because you're one of the speakers too there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Debbie Bosgalupi and I are going to be doing a program together on Cloward and Piven. We gave ourselves the impossible task of trying to make a parody out of Cloward and Piven. We discovered that that's absolutely impossible, so the best we could do is come up with a really good program and try to add a few punchy lines to it that are funny, but the fact is there's not a damn thing funny about Cloward and Piven.
Yeah. So the thing is, you have to understand, folks, that Dan Happel, who's just joined us here, was a delegate to the 2016 Republican National Convention from Montana. He's a fourth-generation Montanan, born and raised in the Gallatin Valley, retired businessman. But, hey, you've got this great Connecting the Dots radio show now. And, you know, this is the thing. We like sharing with other co-hosts and show hosts. This is it. There is no such thing, and I see this every so often in Epic Times, and I met all these people. I've had Joshua Phillip on the show before. There's nothing else. There's no exclusive anymore.
Right.
We have to share this information all throughout our entire network because there are things that you and Alex know. Some of my listeners don't know, and we need enlightening as well. And, you know, we try to share similar information about things that are going on because we have such a massive spectrum of information that has to be covered. And not enough time to do it in. So, you know, we're so glad you guys could join us.
Well, we're glad to be here. And I couldn't agree with you any more in saying that the one way that we've got to fight this battle is to work together. Because the alternative media is the only thing that's going to save this country. The downstream media is destroying this country. And there's no two ways about it.
Well, and we're also on Rumble and Brighteon. So those of you who are just listening to us via audio stream, you can go back on and watch the reruns off our video tab shortly after this broadcast is over at the top of the next hour. And also it runs ad infinitum because it's in our archives. And you can find us on Rumble and Brighteon just by looking up The Power Hour, a nationally syndicated radio show. And so this is something that it's broadcasting on AM, FM, shortwave. It's not just a podcast. And so I have to clarify that we've got a lot of people, a trickle-down effect into almost a million listeners by the time all is said and done. And these million listeners go out and communicate with other people that are like-minded. This has been the whole thing because I'm involved in Texas here in Texas as far as seceding from the Union and becoming our own independent republic again. And, of course, Sheriff Mack told me, you guys pull that off. He says, I'm moving to Texas.
I am too.
Yeah. I may be as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, the thing is, we already have over 1,200 foreign trade agreements in place that will just remain the way they are. And everything else after that is just a matter of negotiating. The thing is we've got so many rank and file. And this is the thing I know both of you guys know. You got the Mitch McConnell and all the rest of the rhinos out there that are counterproductive to what we the people really want. Would you agree? Would that be a fair statement?
Boy, that's more than fair. Frankly, we've got so much treason in this country right now that at the highest levels of office that, frankly, I think we would be justified in throwing every one of the bums out of office and then put them on trial and let's sort the sheep from the goats. You know, there's a few of them that are pretty good guys, but we got a lot more goats than we got sheep right now.
That's true. That's a sad state of affairs. Alex, what do you think?
Couldn't agree more. I mean, we need to recognize that what we're dealing with here is not a difference of opinion, okay? Differences of opinion are fine. You can even be a communist if you want. You could be a Nazi if you want, right? It's not a crime to have idiotic beliefs. What is a crime is to wage war against your own country, to try to overthrow the Constitution that you swore an oath to protect and uphold, to betray your own people, to force people to take a toxic concoction against their will. All of these things are criminal acts, and so we need to be very clear. This is not about a difference of opinion, okay? You could be the most wackadoodle individual. You can have the most idiotic beliefs on the planet, and our Constitution protects your right to have those idiot beliefs. It even protects your right to advocate for those idiot beliefs. Where we draw the line is criminal activity, treason, betraying your own country, and trying to make us slaves. That is a crime that needs to be punished.
That is a sad state of affairs to even think that we are facing such a thing. And this is the thing about pointing fingers at the other side, at the GOP, because the finger pointing is going on. And, you know, they're using all sorts of excuses. If it's not abortion, it's what happened to, you know, Polly P out in San Francisco. And there's still so many unanswered questions about it. And, you know, it's these people that are walking out of debates, not even wanting to debate the GOP because they don't want to answer the questions that we, the people, want to know where they stand. And then they let, you know, Frankenfetterman, you know, out of his cage, and he comes up and, I mean, literally, what an embarrassment. And then they got to have Obama out there campaigning. And I'm just like, you know, you guys, when you start screaming, see, this is just like attorneys in court, because I do trial consulting and foreclosure cases. When you see the other side's attorney clenching his fists and screaming in court, he does it because he's losing, and he knows it, and we know it. I look for that when I go into court and I'm doing trial consulting. I'm watching what the other side's attorney and the other side is doing, and what the attorney is doing as far as an exchange between him and the judge, because our judicial system leaves a lot to be desired. I realize that our Supreme Court did the right thing in Roe v. Wade, but you see, you can't convince the other side, half of them who are brainwashed into thinking that our right to an abortion is just completely eradicated by the reversal in Dobbs. And that's not true. They've been given a phony fake news story that all their rights are gone. They don't have a right to go to a state that's already protected, that Roe v. Wade put it all back on the states. I think they, you know, have frankly forgot about the Constitution, our Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and what that does for the states.
Yeah. On the Roe v. Wade issue, you know, I think it's a baby step in the right direction, but I really struggle with one critical element of the court's logic, right? Just a few days before they released their Dobbs decision, they released a decision saying that the state of New York was not allowed to infringe on the rights of gun owners there in the way that they were doing. And I agree, right? We have the 14th Amendment. The American people decided through their representatives, through their states, that we wanted to amend the Constitution so that even a state was not allowed to violate your fundamental God-given right to own a firearm, to life, et cetera, et cetera. And so the Supreme Court ruled correctly in that New York case. Then a couple days later, they turned around and said, oh, but if you want to kill your baby, well, we're just going to have votes on that at the state level. And I think if your right to own a gun is protected, your right to be alive ought to be protected as well.
No, I agree with that. It's a great point of logic, and it is kind of contradictory what they're doing. We are up on the break right now. We're going to be back with Dan Happel and Alex Newman. Please stay with us, because I love this conversation, guys. I really do. We're going to be back here on the Power Hour after the break. More of your conversations, and of course, if you want the phone calls, you know what number to call. We'll be right back.
And small business owners like yourself, the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. I've got Alex Newman on my video screen, as well as Dan Happel. And, of course, Alex, I know that you've got another engagement to go to. But as far as the Red Pill Expo, you've got a whole bevy of speakers lined up that are basically are going to be giving all those in attendance. How many people do you anticipate having, by the way?
We typically get between 500 and 1,000. So Salt Lake City is a real strong area for people who love liberty. So we anticipate a very good turnout. And for the folks within driving distance, I mean, get out there, meet some like-minded people, learn some great stuff, make some lifelong friends. And also on November 11th, we're having a little early get together, not officially part of the Red Pill, but it's going to be fun. Jared Griffin will be there. I will be there. William F. Jasper, one of the world's best investigative journalists, will be there. And that'll also be at the Salt Palace. So, folks, if you're within driving distance of Salt Lake City, get out there. If not, the live stream is another great option. You get all the same good information, minus the camaraderie and the fellowship of being with a whole bunch of like-minded, liberty-minded folks.
Right. And we do have links, by the way, on your email blast to connect to the Red Pill Expo. And we even offer a discount on your tickets. Just follow the instructions on the screen and you can be a part of this. And this is the educational process that once you get this information, you're going to want to go out and share it with your friends and people you know. And Alex, we appreciate you being on the show. I know you got to run. And so, you know, we wanted to bring Dan on because I know you guys have a lot to talk about. And given the fact that you also, the coupon code is Power Hour, by the way, and the link is there. If you say Power Hour on the coupon code, you get 10% off your tickets to go to Salt Palace Convention Center at the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek on the 12th and 13th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. It's a good time for people to go because, I mean, Friday afternoon, you can hop a plane. You can stay in the Marriott, and I'm hoping there's still some rooms there because I know that when you do these big conventions like this, those hotel rooms get sucked up really fast.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you so much for having us on the program. Thank you for sharing this with your listeners. Thanks to all the listeners. We appreciate you guys very much. Hopefully we'll see you in Salt Lake City. And, Dave, I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you.
Oh, you will be. You will be for sure. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you. God bless you and all the work you're doing. Dan Happel, Connecting the Dots radio show. So good to have you on. And danhappel.com, that's HAPPEL.com. And, of course, now how long have you been doing the Connect the Dots radio show, sir?
Well, this is going on 8 years that we've had this on air. We've done a different venue, a bunch of different venues, but it's all worked out really well. And right now, you mentioned Brightheon TV. I do a program on Brightheon TV as well. So we do programs with Patriot Soapbox and Brightheon TV, and we've had an amazing run. We've had an amazing number of guests, and a lot of those guests end up being speakers at the Red Pill Expo. Ed's kind of given me the Ed Griffin has kind of given me the job of vetting some of these speakers by having them on the radio, and so I get a chance to hear their programs, get a chance to know these people. And I'm telling you, we have some absolutely amazing people that are going to be speaking at the Red Pill.
Well, I know that I have interviewed a number of frontline doctors and I've interviewed Dave Martin. And I'm telling you what, this guy has done his research. In listening to him, it's like once you turn that video on and you're watching him and he's holding up documentation in front of the camera, I'm just like, wow. And then I looked at timetofreeamerica.com, and they've got a lot of the patents from the USPTO posted on there, and it's a mind blower. And when you look at this stuff, I had a Doubting Thomas, even my show host in Florida on City Spotlight on kdwradio.com. He even was a Doubting Thomas until we had Dave Martin on the program, and he was looking through all of the references Dave Martin was giving. He said, Dave, he said, my hair stood up on the back of my neck when I was reading these from the USPTO. And I said, yeah, it made it real easy because Dave Martin had all of his ducks in a row. And I've interviewed Judy Mikovits multiple times. And so, I mean, she literally can talk rings around your head because that woman has got such a scientific mind. It's unbelievable. I had dinner with her in Florida, and it's just like, it's hard to keep up, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's amazing, the wealth of information, but what's even more amazing is the amount of people that are willing to stand up and tell the truth and tell it the way it is, because these people have cognitive dissonance. They can't seem to unwrap it from around their head. 220 plus million people have taken the jab. We have not seen the full force and effect of this. What do you hope to accomplish at Red Pill? I know you want to educate people, but what do you see as being, to for lack of a better term, the fallout? You know, it's like radiation. Well, it permeates, you know.
It does. And Dave, when people get together with other people who are like-minded and they realize they're not the only ones out there that think what they're thinking or read what they're reading. There are a lot of people out there, and they don't realize that we've got the strength in numbers. We are very definitely the majority. We are not the minority. We are the majority. Most people in this country absolutely love the fact that we are a constitutional republic, that we have rule of law, and they want to get our country back because they recognize that the Marxists, the so-called progressives have taken over the entire system, and not only are they controlling it, they are absolutely stealing every single aspect of our liberties. And if we don't wake up now, we're never going to wake up. So that's what the Red Pill is all about. It is to get people, it's from the theme of The Matrix, and I'm sure most of your listeners are very familiar with the Matrix movie, but it's the choice between taking the blue pill and going back to sleep or taking the red pill and seeing the world as it really is. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to understand how the world really is. And we have such an interesting, I guess I would call it a cross-section of speakers. We don't talk, we're not a one-trick pony. We don't talk about just the plandemic or just banking and finance or just technocracy or just the New World Order. I mean, we talk about just about everything you can think of at some point or another. We've even had a movie on about the sinking of the Titanic, and that turns out that was a big insurance scam. It wasn't the Titanic after all, it was the Olympic, and they changed the nameplate on it, and they sank the Olympic because the guy who was the captain of the ship had wrecked the boat several times before, and they couldn't even get insurance on it anymore. So they changed the name and they sunk it so that J.P. Morgan would be able to make a bunch of money. This is the kind of stuff people have to realize, it's everywhere.
That's the first time I've heard that story, to be quite honest with you, Dan. I mean, I didn't realize it goes back. Well, it goes back further than that. I mean, 1871, the United States government couldn't pay our bills. I mean, look at, we're going all the way back that far. We look at the Civil War and literally, I mean, Americans are thinking, well, let's see. Saudiana said history repeats itself. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. And so, you know, do your contingents that you work with right now, because I know you're involved in Freedom Force International. You worked with the Leadership Council, and you've been a research assistant on the James Jager documentary, and you've worked with a ton of other people for doing documentary movies, and you worked with Major General Paul Vallely in the Kitchen Cabinet for Stand Up America. So I'm just wondering the consensus of the people that you work with. Are we all like-minded here? We're all seeing the same thing, or everybody has like different viewpoints that you can share?
Well, they have. Everybody has, you know, a little different perspective on what's happening. But Dave, I think you're going to agree with me on this. The more I learn, the more I realize how little I actually knew. I've been what you would call a conspiracy theorist, only I know that they aren't theories, they're facts.
No.
But I've been involved in this movement for 50 years, and I have to tell you, every single day I learn something new. Every single day, because this is, the swamp is so much deeper than any of us had any realization, and now we're finding out that the swamp is internationalism, it's globalism on a huge scale, and the people who have been steering the direction of our country for the last 100 years have been trying to steer us into a one-world, technocratic, socialistic, slash feudalistic government that a handful of people are going to control and own everything. It's like Klaus Schwab says, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, guess what? I won't be happy.
Neither will I.
If I lose property rights, you've lost every right. And that is including your own mind, because they're going after your mind as well as your body.
Sure they are. Well, see, and Patrick Wood and Alex Newman, both on this show, said once they kill freedom of speech, that's when the real killing starts.
Absolutely. These people are diabolical. And, Dave, one of the key tenets of all this stuff is that one has to realize that they've published it for several decades now. They plan to reduce the world's population to fewer than a billion people. Well, that's not going to happen unless they start getting rid of a lot of people. And I want them to be the first ones on the list. Then the rest of us won't have to worry about it.
Well, the thing is our Constitution provides for us to replace our government at will. My question undoubtedly would be, what is stopping us from actually doing it?
You know, Dave, that's a $64,000 question, because honestly, I think Americans are so brainwashed with the lamestream or the downstream media, and the fact that they've told them, just go back to sleep. Don't worry about anything. Everything's going to be fine. This is America. It can't happen here. Well, guess what? It's happening here. And so that's the key. We've got to get people to wake up and then defend yourself. Because let's face it, what is the basic, the very, very basic thing that liberty provides? It provides the ability to defend yourself and your family.
It does.
We need to do that. We need to start doing that.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, they rise up and call all of us conspiracy theorists, right-wing wackos, extremists, and everything else. And, you know, like I said, labels doesn't matter. It's who's got the truth and who's telling the lie. And whoever's telling the lie shouldn't be in office, should not even be here, should not be telling everybody else how to live their life. But, you know, virtually the idea of injecting people with nanotechnology that can be later used to program us and make us behave in ways like Manchurian Candidate is beyond, I can't even fathom. But it makes me wonder about Uvalde. It makes me wonder about Stoneman down in, he just got life in prison instead of the death penalty. It makes me wonder about all these things and whether or not these people weren't manipulated to do these things. And Alex got himself in trouble for Sandy Hook, and they just whacked him with a $900,000 judgment, and freedom of speech went right out the door at his trial. And everybody knows it. They can see it. So our justice system needs an enema just as much as DC does, as far as I can see. What's your take on that?
Well, I say our justice system has gone from justice to just us. And yes, they're talking about are the ones that are in the swamp in D.C. There's a two-tier justice system in this country, and people like you and me, we don't have any rights at all. But the people at the very, very top, they literally are bulletproof. I look at somebody like Joe Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton. You go right down through the list of the worst of the worst. They never get tackled on anything. And I have to admit, Donald Trump has got a lot of pimples. There's no question about it. He is not a perfect human being. But the way they attacked him and how vociferous they were about it, it told me from the very beginning, this man is not a globalist. He is a nationalist, a constitutionalist, and they are scared to death of him. That is why they're doing everything they're doing. They're trying to knock him out because they know that he actually is really the head of the alternative ideas. And the alternative ideas are to go back to a constitutional republic like we were.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, that really disgusts a lot of people, too, because Trump came out and said, I got the booster. And all of a sudden his credibility just kind of like, people are looking at him going, seriously, you bought into this? And a lot of people said he was lied to. And Birx and Fauci lied to him. And he bought into that. And he warped speed. It's warped speed, the speed of science. All of this garbage that we've been inundated with. And, you know, when I sit back and I look at the false flag attacks, This goes back past Bush, 9/11, the Pentagon, all these physicists coming forward and structural engineers coming forward and saying there is no way those twin towers collapsed on their own. And it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. It was a missile. And they call us whack jobs. But then when we ask simple questions like, you remember the Pentagon strike? Where's the plane wreckage out in front on the Pentagon? Where's that at? And they can't answer. It's like, you know, you get Katie Hobbs and you say, hey, Katie, Carrie Lake wants to debate you. Oh, we have our agenda. You know, you see how convenient they make this? They whitewash everything and use the mainstream media to run cover for them. And we just heard that Shepard Smith is going to get fired from NBC. So what? You know, they're cleaning house. I mean, Fox's Maria Bartiromo is part of CFR. You know, at least we can pin down names, but trying to get rid of these people out of mainstream media, even if you don't listen to them. I mean, if we don't listen to them, Dan, we don't know what they're saying. You know, it's kind of forces us to watch the lesser of two evils because, you know, you've got to find out how they're lying in order to decipher to get to the truth. Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're not a bit wrong about it, Dave. Actually, that's probably the biggest single problem we have in this country is people no longer read. And so much of what we get is visual, and they've learned a long time ago, the lamestream media and certainly Hollywood movies learned a long time ago how to warp the way people perceive things by creating a visual impact and not trying to get them to think with their brain. And that's all I can say is that everybody ought to use the internet as a resource to be able to gain access to all these books and buy books. Don't go to the internet for all of your reading material because they're rewriting history as we live it today. So you've got to go back and you've got to get a bunch of writings from previous things that have happened. You mentioned 9/11. I'm a 9/11 truther. I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend of Richard Gage. Richard and I are really good friends. And, in fact, I was invited to his wedding when he got married.
Wonderful.
So all I can tell you is I spent 40 years plus in the construction industry as a Class A unlimited builder. And I know how steel and concrete works. There's no way that those buildings fell the way they fell. In fact, I took a structures class when I was in college that we studied the Twin Towers because they were built so that they could take multiple 707 hits without collapsing. And I'm telling you, it is such a phony deal. And the reason they hate Trump is because, I don't know if you knew this, Trump was a 9/11 truther.
Interesting. No, I didn't know that. He never I never really paid a whole lot of attention other than, I mean, you watch his all the things that he's doing right now because he's going around the country prior to the midterms and doing all these, you know, speeches. I think he right now pre-midterms has turned into a kingmaker. What do you think?
Well, it could very well be. And I have to go back to Trump as a 9/11 truther. Do you understand why he was attacked so badly by Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney's dad was vice president. He was in the middle of this stuff.
Yes, he was.
Trump said this has to be opened up, and whoever is guilty of doing something that caused 9/11, they need to be tried, and if necessary, they need to be executed. That was way back when he said that. That was clear back in like 2008. Well, guess what? Liz Cheney is not going to go easily, and right now she's the greatest campaign aide there is for Carrie Lake.
Exactly.
All the others. Yeah.
Yeah. Carrie's made a bunch of money off of the donations because of Liz Cheney's appearance. And I mean, this is the thing. Yep. Biden and Harris show up in Fetterman's backyard and everything just goes to hell in a handbasket. So I'm just like, look, you know, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to salvage half of these races. And the thing is that, you know, we can't rely on polls because polls factor into the three kinds of lies, damned lies, and statistics. So, you know, you can't believe everything you see and you can't take Biden's word for it, anybody else's word, I don't care how many times he uses the word democracy. The man is obviously a 40-year-plus career politician like Mitch McConnell. These people cannot be trusted with our lives. And I'm wondering, with the little bit of time that we've got left here, Dan, what your thought process is on the potential for Putin to push the button.
Well, I don't think he will. I certainly don't. But I know why they hated Russia and they hated Trump together, and they tried to tie him together, because I do believe that Putin is a nationalist. He believes in a strong Russia. Do I think he's any kind of a hero? Absolutely not. But I can tell you, people who believe in their country and in nationalism are not our enemies. They're our friends, because the internationalists plan on having us under their thumb, and we have got to get ourselves out of that. And the only way we're going to do that is if we start cutting back on all these different programs or progressive socialism that are moving us into a global new world order.
So the bigger problem is, though, is the lame duck situation that's facing us if we have sweeping majorities taking over the House and Senate. And Biden, of course, is quick to blame all of the incomings on our future problems and how they're going to mess with our economy. And I'm like, dude, you've already messed with the economy, and now you're going to sit there and you're going to fight people with your veto power when Congress comes at you party line and tries to change things for the better. You're going to literally be considered a lame duck for the balance of your term. And you're not going to get reelected again, because nobody wants us. It's going to take at least another 2 to 4 years to fix where we're at right now. Do you see things like that economically?
Dave, I think it's going to take us 30 years, 40 years to fix what we've allowed to happen, because that's really what it is. We've allowed our whole system of government to be undermined to the point where now we've got a lot of problems. They're very structural. It will take a long time to get out of a mess that it took us a long time to get into.
And, wow.
You know, we've just got to do it. We've got to take the red pill and do it. And speaking of red pill, I'm going to do a little plug before I run.
Go ahead. Shameless plug. Go for it. We got that. We're right at the break. Yep.
We are. I have to tell you, the Red Pill Expo is the greatest experience of most people's lives. It's a great way to get together with other people who are like-minded. It is a wonderful list of speakers, and I'm going to go through the list very quickly.
Actually, we're out of time. We're really the music sounder. The bed is here.
Well,
all I can tell people is, look, you're going to have to go to Red Pill Expo to the website and look it up and see all this for yourself, folks. Dan Happel, thanks so much for joining us. I wish we had more time. I could spend a whole other hour with you, sir.
We'll
appreciate you and connect the dots. Thank you much. All right, there you go, folks. Hey, we're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow, Friday edition, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Use your own expletive. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. God bless the United States of America, if you can keep it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.